squirrels are swinging from the flying.
The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program, celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Hi, this is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to The Electric Chair on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Let's get so high that we don't feel nothing. Let's get so high that we don't feel nothing. This getting by looks a bit too rough on you. Just do like I do, it's much less crushing. Then getting by doesn't seem so hard to do. You might think I've grown out of it. 30-year-old stoner with no radio hit. No kids, no car, no finished basement. But I could float away better than any of you.
Thank you. Complete, but you're mine. finger on it. What you see when I look at you looking at me. Give you my everything, my all. You'll always be there to catch when I fall.
Good morning, and welcome to the Electric Chair for Saturday, November the 29th. I'm Nicole, I'm your host here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Had to move the microphone around. Hopefully that doesn't give you gross sounds. Okay, so it's 11:16 here on the electric chair. Start off with a few from Begonia, and that was just Metric. Today is a big day to me. It's a big day to me. Eli turns 19 today. And this is the first birthday in his life that I have not been with him. He's, as you know, or maybe you don't, I don't know. Eli's my son, and he's away at school in Calgary. I miss him terribly. Today's his birthday. So there's all that emotion in there. So I thought I would play a few birthday related songs in honor of his big 19th birthday. He's probably still asleep, but that's okay. It's really just about me. Oh, but before we go much further, before we do that, I'm going to do some other stuff. I'm out of practice, which is weird. I'm not really out of practice. I'm just out of sorts. All right. So just to be clear, on the show, I believe a number of things. Love is love. Science is painfully real, as is climate change. We are all treated people. Black lives matter. Women's rights, just human rights. There is no difference. Abortion is healthcare. Duh. No human is illegal. Kindness is everything. This is episode 507, Slava Ukraini. It has been 1,376 days since Russia invaded the sovereign country of Ukraine. Still happening. Vladimir Putin is a war criminal. I would argue so is Benjamin Netanyahu. And, like, Trump's right up there, right? But that's just my humble opinion. It's just my opinion. For what it's worth. Not a whole lot. All right. It is... It is minus 8 degrees here in Winnipeg. There's light snow. There's a bit of a dusting of snow on the ground. So, you know, it's finally here, I guess. There is a chance of flurries today. 60% chance of flurries. And there is a wind chill today, kids. Minus 11 in the morning. And then it's going to get colder. Minus 18 this afternoon. So there's some fun. More flurries tomorrow, but less of a chance. Only 30% tomorrow. And we have solid periods of snow on Tuesday. But, you know, sun. And we're in the minus teens. Wednesday, minus 17. That's not going to be any fun at all. But there it is, right? And it's, you know, here it is, end of November. And we're just getting snow now. So we should kind of count that as lucky, I guess. All right. I don't know. I guess I have some stuff to talk about. Let's talk about some things later. Like Stranger Things, we're going to talk about that. Yeah, just some things. Had a really successful thrift store outing yesterday. Yes, very good. I'm going to talk about that too. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where things go. Let's do a little birthday set here. I don't know how I don't know. We'll just do this. Just a little snippet. Kane, my husband, has an encyclopedic memory for The Simpsons. Like, something happens and he's like, oh, blah, 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 Simpsons episode, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. I have not committed all of The Simpsons to memory. But when it's your birthday, sometimes you get a Facebook message from somebody with this little snippet from The Simpsons and the Ramones singing happy birthday to Mr. Burns. So I'm going to play that. Then I'm going to play one of my favorite birthday songs from Concrete Blonde. If you know, you know, you're going to hear it shortly. And then a song from The Smiths. So it's kind of like early Mandatory Morrissey, maybe? Yeah, let's go with that. Let's. So 16 seconds of the Ramones singing happy birthday from The Simpsons for Eli. That's Concrete Blonde and some other stuff. So let's go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Outside in the hall, there's a cat fight. It's just after midnight. I guess I'll be alright. I'm laying out on the floor, drunk and poor. How much longer, how much more? I'll rock me to sleep, strong and deep. Screaming cats, they hear me the creeps. But aside from all that, I feel no pain. Staring up at the ceiling stain. Crazy, but not right now. I'm high as a cloud and I'm soft and gray and lazy. Smoking out the window, feeling far away. News on the radio. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Should die, I may feel slow. slightly sad, but I won't cry. Loved and lost, and some may say, when usually it's nothing, surely you're happy it should be this way. I said no, and then I shut myself. So drink, drink, drink and be ill tonight. From the one you left behind, from the one you left behind, from the one you left behind.
CKUW 95.9 FM broadcasts from the University of Winnipeg, located on Treaty 1 territory and the national homeland of the Red River Métis in Winnebuck, Manitowabi. We acknowledge these are the ancestral lands of the Anishinaabeg, Anishininu, Aninuak, Nahethoak, Ocheti Shikoe, Dakota Oyate, and Métis people. This territory is also a place of significance for the Dene and Inuit. We acknowledge that our water is sourced from Shoal Lake 40 First Nation in Treaty 3 territory, and that most of our hydroelectricity comes from Treaty 5 territory in northern Manitoba. As a community-driven, not-for-profit organization, CKUW 95.9 FM strives to respect, value, and incorporate Indigenous knowledge and perspectives into our programming and organization in the spirit of truth and reconciliation. Remembering the original spirit and intent of the treaties, we recognize that the work of reconciliation is ongoing.
I'm wet, I'm creeping, I'll do the bottom, do the hay. Young lovers with their legs tied up in knots. Young lovers with their legs tied up in knots. I wait as long, tall, gone, pop wet, I'm creeping, to blow the hay off their head straight up.
Yeah. with the I right inside your arms tonight. The I'm fine, even after I have died. The I tried to escape the afterlife. The I tried to get back in your arms alive. The I got in your arms
Mother. I'm a mother. It's all kind of connected today. I don't know. Loosely or whatever. Anyway, I played a bit of a questionable birthday set, if I'm being honest. Happy birthday from Concrete Blonde. A little snippet from The Simpsons and the Ramones singing Bernsey, happy birthday. And then we played Unhappy Birthday from The Smiths. Not you know, good sentiment for the, but whatever, it was good. And then Suede Head from Morrissey. We just went right into the mandatory Morrissey. And then it played November Spawn a Monster, which is, you know, it's like November and it's Eli's birthday, but he's not a monster. I just miss him so much. I don't know, I thought it was fun. And then, yeah, just right into the three from Mother. Okay. It's 11:48, so why don't we talk about Stranger Things? Because everybody's talking about it. Seems like, I don't know, it's all over my feed. And I'm a fan. I love it. It's so good. It's, like, so good. And so I've been, like, contemplating, because the first four episodes, I believe, of the final season, season 5, dropped on Wednesday. And so, leading up to it, it was like, what am I going to do? Am I going to just start watching those and hope that I remember all the mythology associated, or what? And then, like, the Duffer Brothers, who wrote Stranger Things, came out and suggested you should watch these four episodes at least to, like, get caught up on the canon, the lore of Stranger Things. And then I thought, you know, why don't I just watch the whole thing from the very beginning, all in, like, a go? Like, watch it all consistently, not, like, watch season, wait 2 years, watch another, blah, blah, blah. So that's what I've decided to do. So that's what I've been doing. I just started. I almost watched the whole of the last season yesterday. And I'm super glad that I've done that way. Because I realized, like, there's so many things that, like, I've forgotten. Like, you know, like Will's sister, I forgot that she went into the Upside Down. Like, I totally forgot about that. Like, you know, just all of it. Like, the, you know, how Eleven opened the rift and, like, all the things. So I'm excited. I'm enjoying that I'm watching it. And, like, Winona Ryder is so good. She's so good. I love it. So I'm super enjoying it. So, yeah. Anyway, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, I tried back in the day when it, like, first came out, or, like, you know, maybe it was, like, second or third season or something. I did try to get Eli to watch it with me because I thought, like, there's, like, young boys in it and, you know, maybe it's something that we could enjoy or watch together. And he just was never, ever, 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 ever interested. Which is fine, I guess. yeah, it's unfortunate because it's just such a great show. I love it. Like it very much. Anyway, and I did, Kane doesn't, like, we don't watch a lot of TV together because he doesn't like the things that I like, or he doesn't enjoy watching TV, whatever. We did watch Andor recently. Like, we've watched all of the Star Wars universe things, and, like, Andor is, like, undoubtedly the best. Just the best. Love Cassian. Love him. And then we finished watching that season. We watched Rogue One again because it's like it all together. Anyway, so good. But the thing that he does when we watch TV together is he makes comments. And I think that we even tried to watch Stranger Things at one point, and then he was like, those BMX bikes are not from that time or whatever, whatever. Like, it's always some kind of like factoid that's wrong, and he's a bike guy, so it's just I said, do you want to watch like Stranger Things with me? I'm gonna watch the whole thing. And he's like, I'm gonna save you because you like it, and I'm not gonna make comments or whatever, so no, I'm not gonna watch it with you. So Pico and I've been watching it. It's been awesome. Are you rewatching Stranger Things? Do you care? Maybe you don't care. That's fine. It's like scary. So maybe you don't like that. So I was getting my hair done and Mark was like, I have never watched it. I said, oh, you should watch it. It's like super scary. And he's like, no, I don't like scary things. So it's like fair. Totally fair. Anyway, enough about that. So that's kind of been, I'm enjoying it. So almost a whole season in one night. So I figure I'll finish season one tonight and start on two. We'll see how it goes. I may try to trickle it out. We'll see. Because you kind of want to make it last, like, because they're going to drop the rest of season five at Christmas time. So it's like, do I just want to, like, I don't want to have a gap, is what I'm saying. Anyway, it's enough Stranger Things talk, especially if you don't like it, which is fair. Totally fair. So it's 11:54 here on the electric chair. And yeah, I don't know. Birthday days. I don't know. Let's do some songs with days in the title. I don't know. I just wanted to play 10,000 Maniacs and they have one. So let's listen to These Are the Days. From 10,000 Maniacs off of Our Time in Eden. I love them. Love Natalie Merchant. So good. They played in Winnipeg back in the day.